This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day. Another face would be mine. I'm Doug Steffen. Remember him? Remember me?
I remember you.
I remember him.
You're the D in this show, aren't you?
I am, and you're the J, and then there's the V, and on the sideline there's a C. So we're all here at your service and on your side for another day of conversation about what's going on. The interesting information sideline, well, there's sports news today, and then there's sports news. We all know the Chicago Cubbies won the World Series. Can you imagine?
So awesome.
The people who, I have a friend, actually we ought to try to find him, although he may be listening. If you're listening, one of the things that, Marty Green is his name, from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, been on a station there, has carried this program for years and years. He's a big Cubbies fan. Every spring he starts with the same thing. The Cubbies going to win this year. How long has it been since the Cubs won?
108 years.
So he's been saying that for a long time.
Yeah, he's an old timer. He's not that old, but
here's what's so cool about it, Dougie, and I'm not sure if you even know because you were gone, but the Cubs were down 3-1, and there were a lot of stories going around saying, "Gosh, the Cubs being down, they have less of a chance of winning the World Series than Donald Trump does of becoming president." And that was before all the Hillary stuff started coming, right? And so everybody's like, "You can't get down 3-1 and come back." It just never ever happens.
Uh-huh.
And so the Cubs got down in the series with the Dodgers. Then they got down in the series with the Indians. They end up winning both. And in last night's game, it was so crazy. They were winning by a lot, like 6-2 or something like that. They gave it all up. They tied it up at 6. They had to go into extra innings. And then just as they're getting ready to go into extra innings, it starts raining. So they have to put a tarp over the field. I mean, it was a pretty incredible game.
Ben Zobrist, the MVP. What do we know about him? He's the left fielder for the Cubs. That's all I know about him. What else do we know? Anybody else know anything more about this guy?
That's about right.
The name.
Yeah.
Well, nobody knows much about the Cubs and their players anyway because nobody takes them seriously. Or hasn't until this year, anyway.
Yeah.
It's still one of America's great franchises, but it comes with like a sad story.
Harry Carey was the voice of the Cubs. Yeah. What was the sad story?
The sad story is that they would just never win. They just had this the curse, basically. Yeah. The curse is now broken. What I think is really cool is that guy's high school yearbook prediction came true. Remember, there was the story of the guy in his yearbook in the 90s said in 2016 the Cubs will win the World Series, and they did.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at some of the other sports. This is not a program that focuses much on sports every once in a while because of my fanatical thinking about football and what happens there. Just looking at prep school football, high school football, college football. For some reason, stories about them have all come together, and they're all about the same thing. Kids getting hurt very seriously, whether it's, again, one of those things, is it happening more, or are we just paying more attention to it? You know, that's the thing. But it doesn't take away from the focus that needs, from my perspective, right, that needs to be a part of the discussion, and that is having the, when you send your child to play football, what are you taking responsibility? Having the responsibility, knowing what you know now, you still want to encourage your boy to play football or your daughter to play soccer. I don't have as much of a thing about soccer, and I don't know why, because it's just dangerous.
Well,
they're all
hockey. If you run into each other in soccer, it's sort of an accident.
Football, you get hit in the head with a soccer ball at 40 miles an hour. You got nothing there.
Well,
all you have is that quarter-sized stem that holds your brain onto your spine. That's it. So it's a pretty dangerous stuff, but there's more and more stuff, more reports. I see some here in Massachusetts. One of the high schools in Westwood had very serious problem with a youngster there this past weekend. And so on it goes. And I guess maybe is that playing into the NFL low ratings? The PR department hasn't been kind because of the brain injuries and other things, these curs that pass for players and their abuse and the whole business about, what's his face, what's his bio? I've got a block against
Colin
this guy.
Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick, him too. So America's sports bars are not doing particularly well. The folks we have advertisers, Buffalo Wild Wings, for example, that mm-hmm. heavily advertises during the NFL season because people go watch the games. People are not going down to the Buffalo Wild Wings store to watch the games.
I think people are overwhelmed with the NFL, and a lot of people are
overwhelmed in what way, Jennifer?
Well,
is this too much of it?
And we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, I think that you see the ratings go down, yes, because the season's a little weird. They've had some weird injuries and stuff. But I think the most important thing here is that the NFL has been called out on doing whatever they can to protect their brand. And that means allowing people who beat their wives to stay in the league, who kill their dogs, who do all this terrible stuff. The NFL, in an effort, Roger Goodell wanted to protect the brand of the NFL. And by doing that, he sweeps a lot of junk under the rug. And I think people are finally on to that. I think they also realize how politically motivated the NFL is. I mean, there's a lot of weird double standards going on. And you have leagues like the NBA and Major League Baseball and the NHL where there are codes of conduct actually written into the contracts of the players. You have to stand up during the national anthem. There's like a series of criteria as to how you're supposed to behave as a player that the NFL just doesn't have.
Yeah.
And even if they do have some sort of loose definition of a code of conduct, whenever people violate it, they don't do anything until there's a public outcry.
Right.
So they don't do all they do.
Like
is
the
put,
government,
like
they never
said,
do anything. Until somebody complains, then they investigate.
Yeah, until they're forced to. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And also, I mean, just from a viewer's standpoint, the games have been really boring this season. This is not a good season.
Is that you saying that, or is that Lou saying that, or both of you?
I watch football. I love football.
You do.
I don't need my boyfriend to influence my sports.
Yeah, yeah,
thank
you,
Doug.
What's wrong with
you?
Seriously.
Here's a little thing.
No, I love football. I've watched football my whole life, and the games are boring.
Perhaps I put the question in a better way. Excuse me.
Perhaps you couldn't. Okay. Maybe strike the question from the record.
Strike
there you
the
go.
Question from the ring. So, in league with the sports bars having a tough time, looks to me like putting two and two together here, not that Starbucks has anything to do with sports per se, but a lot of people are hooked up about this Green Unity Cup. Now, you were, were you talking to me before, on the air, off the air, about these cups that were released just before the election? What's the scoop with that?
Have you had one of these new cups, Jen?
I did. I got one yesterday. So here's the deal. As much as this is released to promote unity during the election, I believe that this is their holiday cup. And so what's happened with Starbucks over the past few years is that, gosh, maybe two, three years ago, they released a cup. They used to change the holiday design of their cups every single year. And they had a cup out with, it was white with red snowflakes or something. Pretty nondescript. Shouldn't be offensive. It's winter, for crying out loud. Snow falls. But people went crazy on Twitter and social media saying that this was obviously just paying attention to the Christian aspect of the holiday and that we can't celebrate Christmas and we need a safe space. And so last year, Starbucks just released a solid red cup for the holidays. Well, now apparently even that was too offensive because now Starbucks has just got this ugly green cup that's got these pictures of people like scrawled into it, and it's the Unity Cup. And that's what they're like trying to peddle to me as the holidays. And all I say is put it in the ground, Starbucks.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Not a holiday cup. Thank you
very much. Dunkin' Donuts. California now has a lot of Dunkin' Donuts, right? I haven't had them for a long time.
Exciting.
Speaking of California, Jennifer, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to please handle or help me and others understand what the heck is going on with the demands for money coming back from the National Guard. I don't get that. Maybe you can give me...
You've been so crazed about that that you would have lost your mind. Yes.
All right, well, maybe there's still room for me to lose my mind. 15 past the hour on DJV.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting...
Yep, gotta go.
...away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Honey, did you grab your Lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief.
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion.
Check.
Dry technology.
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free.
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
So, my wife orders me Harry's shaving set.
Something had to be done.
All right, I admit it. I tend to use the same blade. A lot. It's not that I'm cheap.
Well...
Do you know how much razors cost?
It's ridiculous.
Right. So it arrives, and I have to say, pleasantly surprised. The razor itself is high quality. It feels good in the hand, well-balanced, not cheap. Oh, and the blades are top quality. Harry's owns the factory in Germany where they manufacture them. And the shaving gel...
It smells incredible.
Yeah, but I like it because, well, my neck is,
Sensitive.
Right. But with Harry's, I'm getting a comfortable shave for half the price of the leading five-blade brand.
And when he needs more blades, they're shipped right to the house.
So, yeah, I definitely recommend Harry's. Why wouldn't you?
Try Harry's free trial set yourself. Your trial set includes a razor with one of their quality blades and foaming shave gel for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. As a bonus for radio customers, get a free post-shave balm with code 1166 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1166 at checkout to claim your offer.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 100 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 100.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 18 at the hour here. It looks like a shady deal to me, and I'm sure you have talked about this, hopefully not ad nauseum. All these National Guard soldiers in California, about 10,000 of them, first ordered to repay enlistment bonus. Now, they don't have to... I don't get this, Jennifer.
Okay, so here's what happened. So this is all about the National Guard, specifically in California. 10 years ago, when we were kind of at the height of the Iraq-Afghanistan war, they were asked to re-enlist. And as a result of their re-enlistment, they were promised a bonus. And usually this is... It seems
just
to happen
in California
to people,
or
this
all
is just
over
in
the
California. This is just in California. And it seems that the people who were given this bonus had, like, special skills. They had specialties that they went in with. Well, then the National Guard would reassign them, right? The military would reassign them to different places where maybe they weren't using their specialty. And so as a result of that, the Pentagon said, well, you know what, you have to pay back these bonuses. And many times these bonuses were no joke. They started at like $15,000. They went up to sometimes $30,000 in bonus dollars. And then they also had some people who got scholarships as a result of reenlistment. So you've had stories of people who had maybe almost like $50,000 almost in bonus and scholarship money that they've been asked to pay back by the Pentagon. And you have National Guardsmen refinancing their house to try to pay off mortgages. You have wage garnishments. You have tax liens. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
And Congress knew about this for 2 years, and they did nothing about it. Well, these people are struggling to pay back their debt to the military.
That's finally, the leadership hole.
Right? Finally, they put a stop to it. But this is not a reversal, by the way. This is just simply a pause because it's obviously election season, and they didn't want anybody going down because of this mistreatment of the military. Unbelievable. Such an outrage.
Well, it just, again, there's no leadership. Everybody's off on their own toot. Obama's too busy out campaigning for Mrs.
No, Clinton. No, I'm going to stand up for Obama on this one. He made a very public declaration that he told them, don't nickel and dime the military.
When
he
did
was
he say
against
that?
This.
Was that recently
only after,
or 2 years ago?
Yeah, that was the problem. It's after a couple of stints on the late night shows last week.
21 after.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn. Because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restriction supply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last night, CMA Awards, lots of people on the red carpet. It was quite a show. I was wondering whether Billy Ray Cyrus has ever done anything with his daughter musically. Is there a collaboration?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure back in Hannah Montana days. Yeah.
Yeah, I think in the movie that she did for Hannah Montana, they did a song together.
All right, so this is at the Bridgestone Arena last night. Carrie Underwood in quite an interesting gown. Beyonce was in an interesting gown, but the ladies have told me not to focus on that because that has nothing to do with their singing. So we have playing here, this is Beyonce and the Dixie Chicks, right?
Yes.
And what's this tune that they covered together? They both sung individual versions of it.
This is Beyonce's song from her new Lemonade album. It's called Daddy Lessons, and it's a very country-sounding song, so the Dixie Chicks have been covering it live on their current tour. Ah. So Beyonce surprised everyone. They made the announcement about an hour before the show started last night that Beyonce would be performing. They didn't even say who with or anything. It was a total surprise. So we came back from a commercial break, and there's Beyonce with the Dixie Chicks. It was a great moment.
Do they have some of the older, like Tanya Tucker?
Oh, yeah. She was there. She looked great.
Yeah.
Right. Loretta Lynn looks great. Crystal Gayle. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I saw a picture of Faith Hill. She looks awful skinny to me. She always looks a little skinny.
Yeah.
Is she the one that went after the woman who reached up for Tim McGraw?
Yes.
The audience?
Of course. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, another woman's husband's junk? She was in it. Yeah.
I like Reba McEntire.
Reba last night. She was great.
Yeah. She's somebody that has a lot going for her, I think.
Big tribute
Miranda
to Dolly
Lambert.
Parton. Yep.
Yeah. And then there's this Anderson East guy. What's going on with him?
That's Miranda Lambert's boyfriend, relatively new boyfriend, who's kind of country, but also kind of rockabilly, sort of, I don't even know if pop is it. He's got a little doo-wop sound to him. He's very eclectic, and so he was there as well.
All right, so the awards last night, Garth Brooks got
that's
special.
The big one.
Was it?
Yeah, the Entertainer of the Award, Entertainer of the Year Award is the biggest award of the night. And this is the first time because Garth Brooks is just back on tour now for the first time in a long time. And he was the big winner. He beat out Luke Bryan, Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, and Keith Urban. And rightly so. His concerts are absolutely amazing.
But and he performed a great duet with his wife, Trisha Yearwood. They were fabulous together.
Chris Stapleton Dylan got a big award, though, didn't he? Even
he
if
did.
He didn't
he's
win.
The male vocalist of the year. Yeah. And it's funny because he's one who gets a lot of... He's almost a new artist to me, so for him to actually win such a big category was pretty remarkable.
Why were the U.S. Olympic women's gymnastic team there?
Because they're the women
they presented
Olympics.
An award. Yeah.
Did they?
Hmm. Jennifer Garner was there for some reason. Mm-hmm. Huh. I guess because she's from West Virginia.
Yeah. It counts.
There you go.
It counts.
Matthew McConaughey was
McBride.
Awards.
I look at pictures of all these women. They're so skinny. Oh, my God. How do they get the heft it takes to sing? You know, you need a little pooch.
Thanks. Right? Just pushes the air out of it.
There it is. All right, so Carrie Underwood won an award, too.
Yeah, Carrie
did,
Underwood.
Yeah.
Yep, she got an award, and she was the female vocalist of the year.
Yeah.
The Pinnacle Award, which was the big one of the night, went to Kenny Chesney.
Mm-hmm. What about Dolly? Dolly's got to win an award.
Right, Dolly got the Lifetime Achievement Award, the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award.
Did he give it to her?
I don't know if he was there to give it to her. It would make sense. I mean, he's very much alive and well.
I'm looking at a picture of Dwight Yoakam. His shirt looks like a tablecloth.
Well,
I didn't know this was a fashion report from Doug, but yeah.
Album of the year went to Eric Church. Song of the year went to Tim McGraw. And vocal group of the year went to Little Big Town. So that was good.
Alan Jackson and Denise Jackson. What's their story? Denise Jackson.
I don't know, but Alan Jackson sang in the opening, and he sounded wonderful. He was great.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
Karen,
I love his
Jennifer
voice.
Nettles. Who's Jennifer Nettles?
She's from Sugarland. She was actually on this program with us not too long ago.
Talking
about 4-H, remember?
Oh, okay. 28 past the hour, celebrating the CMA Awards here on DJV.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Today, it's going to the birds. Yes, it is. You know, one of my family's biggest pleasures during the cold, gray days of winter is watching our feathered friends congregate at our bird feeders. Watching sparrows, doves, cardinals, nuthatches, and all the other birds come is really amazing. And, you know, with modern technology, it's even better. You can actually put a microphone by the bird feeder. You can actually put a microphone into their feeder and hear them as they enjoy dinner. But here's the problem. Most people don't understand that different species of birds need different types of foods, and sometimes seeds are not enough. So here's my recommendation. Around the country now, there are bird feeding specialty stores all over the place. It's not just going to the supermarket and picking up a seed anymore. And this is the most important part. If you're going to start feeding the birds in the colder weather, make sure you continue feeding the birds till the weather warms up, because very often you prevent them from moving on when they know there's a food source in the area. So if you need to go on vacation or travel, make sure that food dish is always filled. I'm Warren Eckstein.
So my wife orders me Harry's shaving set.
Something had to be done.
All right, I admit it. I tend to use the same blade a lot. It's not that I'm cheap.
Well,
do you know how much razors cost?
It's ridiculous.
Right. So it arrives, and I have to say, pleasantly surprised. The razor itself is high quality. It feels good in the hand, well balanced, not cheap. Oh, and the blades are top quality. Harry's owns the factory in Germany where they manufacture them. And the shaving gel.
It smells incredible.
Yeah, but I like it because, well, my neck is
sensitive.
Right. But with Harry's, I'm getting a comfortable shave for half the price of the leading 5-blade brand.
And when he needs more blades, they're shipped right to the house.
So, yeah, I definitely recommend Harry's. Why wouldn't you?
Try Harry's free trial set yourself. Your trial set includes a razor with one of their quality blades and foaming shave gel for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. As a bonus for radio customers, get a free post-shave balm with code 1166 at checkout. That's harrys.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Here we go again, 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, Thursday, the 3rd of November. And the Russians, those damn Russians, the Russians are coming, the Russians. So the business, I've mentioned this several times while I was gone the past 10 days. I've pretty much checked out of everything. I did see a headline in at the airport. I was sitting in the lounge waiting for the plane yesterday afternoon, and I was looking at the London Daily News, one of the newspapers, focusing on the cyber attacks that are tied to Russia. And the story pointed out that it wasn't the first time the Kremlin has been linked to trying to influence voters in other countries, because we're all focused on how damaging they have been to the Democrats and to Hillary Clinton. But apparently, according to this story in the London papers, the Russians have done this before. They hijacked the election in Ukraine in 2014 because we all know what was going on there. But apparently they've messed around with other countries just trying to do the same thing that they're doing here. Mischief. Create mischief. So there are other NATO countries, though, that are concerned about what the Russians can do. What is it that they have? And I maintain it's Snowden. I think the deal they made with Snowden, I don't have anything to prove this. It's just my instinct, my intellect tells me this guy's got a 3-year pass, another 3-year pass to stay there. You think they're just leaving him there?
Right.
For nothing?
On vacation.
Don't
you think, though, I mean, I very much believe that we give people the power to influence us, right?
Yes,
and
we do.
In this country, we have, I've never heard Russia mentioned more
Germany,
than during this Germany. Election. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable to me that the candidates, I mean, specifically on the Democratic side, and look, on the Republican side, too, there's all these, you know, ideas the FBI was in checking into Trump to see if he had any ties to Russia, which they weren't able to find anything, it looks like, but... The fact that everybody's saying, well, this is WikiLeaks is behind, or Russia's behind the WikiLeaks, and Russia. Look, let's operate from a place of power here. Let's not give them the satisfaction of interrupting our elections. I don't know. It seems like we're just kind of giving in to the fact that they're going to somehow impact this process. I don't know if I love that.
Well, there's another thing going on in Russia that I find of interest, maybe more interesting or as interesting as the hacking. Yesterday, the folks at Amnesty International showed up at their offices in Moscow, but they couldn't get in because the Russians shut the power off. They locked up the doors. There was a notice, in fact, on the door that said, "You shall not pass," in Russian, obviously. So Amnesty International, you know, they're always out there trying to bring human rights abuses to the attention of the world, and there's probably not a more fertile ground for that than in Russia.
Well, they just lost their seat on the Human Rights Council, so Russia, it's all bets are off for Russia right now. So they
but the Russians said the reason they did it is because they didn't pay their rent.
Well, you know what happens.
I know exactly what happens, but anyway, I thought that was kind of... I find it interesting that we always have to have a bad guy, and there usually is somebody to accommodate us, and the Russians, Putin, I saw last night on the plane coming back here, a wonderful, wonderful, maybe I should talk about this in the television report, but it's worth note because of the theme, Leonard Nimoy, who played, that's how much in my mind.
I was like, Leonard Spock?
Leonard Spock.
Okay. Is that his first name? I've never heard his first name before.
Leonard Spock. Leonard, there I was doing it again. Leonard Nimoy's life as an adult, this wonderful tribute to him was put together by his son. And they went back and forth. They had quite a sordid life together. But it was very interesting to see where he came from, how he became this fabulous icon, his relationship with Shatner, and the other things that he'd done with his life. But the reason that I bring it up here is because, in the roles he made a point of, how all of the shows that he was in, all the movies, plays, whatever he did, they were always focused on the bad guy, and he looked like a bad guy, but he never really was. He played on Mission Impossible, the bad guy, from time to time. But that was part of his character. But he never really played a bad guy. And yet, most people thought, he was one of these people like Bela Lugosi, who always, if you don't, everybody remember Bela? Am I talking?
Sure.
Okay. So, the idea of a bad guy that looks like a bad guy, he had that look, and yet he turned it into something. And it turns out that Star Trek was crafted around him and his character, not around Shatner. Shatner wasn't even in the pilot that they did. An actor named Jeffrey Hunter played the captain, and he didn't work, so they brought in Shatner. But
that's interesting.
Roddenberry built that show around the character of Spock. And when he saw... Apparently, Leonard Nimoy had played a bit role in some show that Roddenberry had produced, and he saw him. He said, "That's Spock," and that's kind of like the same thing. I've told the story before on several different occasions when they were casting the part of Perry Mason, And the guy who was responsible for writing all the books, whose name now has gone completely out of my mind, Earl Stanley Gardner, was in the band. They went in, they had a theater in on one of the sound stages, and they brought, they were just bringing trooping male actors across the stage, and in the back where nobody could see him was Earl Stanley Gardner and the people who were going to produce this television show, and out walked Raymond Burr, and he's walking across the stage. Earl Stanley Gardner yells, "That's Perry Mason!" And that's how he got the job. And look at what that did for his career. And Spock, you know, is there a more iconic? The stories in this movie about how these CONCOMs and the other things that people still get together to go worship these characters that were in these shows like Star Trek. It's really fascinating how that all and how much money these people make doing that stuff. But anyway, I tied that together with the Russian thing because a lot of people thought he would, he played a Russian a couple of times. And as that look made him look like a bad guy, it seemed like a bad guy. I look at Putin and I don't see somebody who looks like a bad guy.
What?
When you think, I don't think he.
You,
looks
when you look
like
at Putin's
guy.
Face, really? He looks like a James Bond villain.
To me, he looks like a guy you'd see like in an old dirty bar in New York, like just kind of a, or maybe Chicago even.
Right, is it dirty? Okay. Is there a difference between looking like a dirtbag and looking like a bad guy? He does look like
he's so
bag.
He's so little. I just can't. You know, most when I think of villains, I think of big, bulking, like hulking. You know, big figures,
yeah.
And he's kind of just sort of a little me.
I was on this.
He could nuke me in about 10 seconds, so I apologize, Mr. Putin, if you're listening. You are a handsome little squatty man.
I was on this trip with the trip I was on in England for the past 10 days with a group of women, and somehow or other we get to talking about my philosophy of who, you know, the average person just wants to have 3 squares a day, a roof over his or her head, and take care of the family. That's all they want. They don't want to fight. They don't want to be in wars. They don't want to put a uniform on, take a gun, and shoot somebody. That's just not what goes on. But you got these guys, and I said at lunch, we were having lunch, and I said, all these guys with these little woo-hoos, and the women looked at me, and one of them got it. And the other, these are women that are all about my age, and a couple of younger ones. But anyway, the whole business, and so they wanted me to explain what I meant. I said all of the wars have been caused by people who have little woohoos. And so I was talking about Bonaparte, and I used Putin as an example, and any number of Hitler was a small guy. And
Napoleon. Was this news to them? I mean, I feel like all women know this.
No, it was. Yeah, but they were especially interested in my reference. They call it me calling it a woo-hoo.
Oh,
I don't know why that intrigued them so much?
You must have been a hit at this party, but
actually, I made some great friends with them.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, right. I was there to balance out their all their feminine energy with my masculine energy. Anyway,
just like you do here.
That's it, exactly. You got a DJV at 43 past the hour in a moment. The television report here.
The easiest decision you'll make all week is to shop Kohl's this weekend, because Kohl's will give you tax break savings with an extra 10% off and an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Plus, shop late Friday or early Saturday and take an extra 15% off jeans for the family, already on sale. Stack the savings and save even more this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 11/4 through 11/6. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
There was 56 channels and nothing on.
Hi, TV time. Jimmy Kimmel Live did a two-night celebration of the CMA Awards. Second night was last night, and he did a country version of stars reading mean tweets about themselves. Florida Georgia Line, Miranda Lambert, Little Big Town, Dan and Shay, Chris Stapleton, Dolly Parton, all were up in the hot seat. Anybody see that? Was it good?
I didn't, no.
I find him to be banal. We were just talking off the air about these late-night shows. They just suck anymore. They're just a nothing.
Well, I think the only benefit are the special bits, like carpool karaoke.
Yeah,
mean
good.
Tweets. You know, yeah. Jimmy Kimmel's mean tweets is probably the best thing he has on his show, and he's not even involved in it. You know, it's just people sitting down reading mean tweets about themselves. It goes viral every time.
So I saw two things in the newspaper I was reading yesterday afternoon. One of them had to do with a woman who gave birth, and the placenta was still wrapped around her baby. Did you see that?
No.
All right, and the other one had to do with Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna deciding to televise the birth of their first daughter. What?
Good God.
These people have no shame.
They just can't live without a camera.
No.
In all, not just their face anymore.
Jeez. Yeah. And the ratings are so bad on Rob and Chyna, so this is their last-ditch effort. Yeah. No one cares about them. They're boring.
Well, why would we care about any of those people?
Well, yeah, I watch the Kardashians,
By the way, the rumor in England was that the whole, as a matter of fact, the bus driver said this to me. The bus driver said that the whole thing about Kardashian getting robbed in Paris was just a publicity stunt.
A lot of people have guessed that, but I don't think that that's true.
Mm. All right. So the Justice Department has sued DirecTV, saying they were the ringleader in a series of unlawful informational exchanges to keep the Dodgers cable home, Sportsnet LA, off TV. Jennifer, what do you know about that? Was that a big to-do? All these, we talked about this earlier in the year. This was going on through the whole season, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is a weird story, and I haven't done too much digging into this yet, but I do know is that the Dodgers, a couple of years ago, created their own sports net, much like the Yankees did in New York, where they had the Yes Network, and they were charging cable and satellite affiliates so much money, like $8 a subscriber, that no one could afford to put the Dodgers on, so unless you had Time Warner Cable, you didn't get the Dodger games in Southern California. That was a big deal, and so that's why this is an interesting twist to that story because, really, there's been outrage. I mean, people that were lifelong Dodger fans rooting against them in the playoffs because they just felt that they've been worked against. And now that the Justice Department is suing AT&T and they're saying that they were colluding together to block the Dodgers channel, I think that just, you know, kind of adds more fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
Comcast and all these other cable companies, what was it? Comcast has to pay how many millions of dollars back to people that they've overcharged? These cable companies have just run completely amok.
Yeah.
And it serves them right that everyone's unplugging. My entire generation and younger, everyone's unplugged, and they deserve it.
But to be fair, for the Dodgers to sue AT&T and DirecTV, who, by the way, have come together, who've merged as a company, to say that they're colluding against them when they don't want to pay $8 a head, I don't know. Isn't that just letting the market decide what's a value?
Yep, maybe. All right, Jen, what's best thing on TV tonight?
Best thing on TV tonight, Mom has got a guest star. Rosie O'Donnell's coming back. Pitch is on Fox if you're still in the baseball mood at 9, and DC's Legends of Tomorrow on CW at 8.
All right, it's 10 before the hour here. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria on the air.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now that I'm all refreshed and relaxed, we're going to take a whole new approach to our money pit.
But we have not done this before because I really haven't had my head screwed on right when it comes to Tom Kreidler and the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. The way to promote it, the way to pitch it. So from now on, ladies and gentlemen, starting today, this is not just the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio portion of the program. This is the psychic Money Pit Home Improvement, where Tom is going to figure out what your questions are before you ask them. All right?
So, stand
by.
Give it a shot.
That's right. We'll give it. We'll do anything once anyway here. All right, so Money Pit and your home in the focus here next.
To you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, stovetop stuffing mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
Fall's here, football's on, and it's the perfect time to step up our game, gentlemen. Come into JCPenney now for amazing deals to help you layer up. Find select St. John's Bay solid suede Henleys for only $7. And check out select St. John's Bay sweaters for just $20. Pile on extra savings with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Step up your game and save big at the JCPenney Lucky Day Sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Call 11-2 to 11-6. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
All right, 56 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. You know, I was just thinking, you and I have been great friends for a long time. You wouldn't be on this program if you weren't my friend. So I have you on my program every week. You've never once had me on your program.
I'd be happy to have you on my program, Doug. We have to figure out what home improvement questions you can answer. So I'll give you one right now.
Okay.
Tell me why you need to clean your gutters this time of year.
Because if you don't...
Give me three reasons.
All right. One is the leaves that go into the gutter will plug up the gutter, and the water will go over the top of the gutter, causing a problem all around the foundation, the sills of the house if it's an older house. Plus, if it stays there and it gets cold and freezes up, the water could back up underneath the roof, or actually under the shingles, and cause a leakage around that area of the sidewall, or maybe even go into the ceilings themselves. So you don't want to do that. Let's see, that's two. The third reason is it's bad form.
I tell you, that's pretty good. I'm quite
not
impressed.
Bad.
You know, I think that this is the time of year, obviously, where it's most important to clean your gutters, and people think it's just to keep the water from, you know, overflowing onto your head as you're going in and out of the house. But as you point out, there are a lot of reasons to do that right now, and that's just one of them. You know, this issue of the water flowing against the foundation really causes a lot of the structural problems that we see, because the soil swells as it freezes and it pushes on the walls, and you get horizontal cracks. So really good time to look at that. And of course, we've talked about wet basements before on this show. It's the number one cause of flooded basements and crawl spaces.
I have a friend, guys that is my farmer friend up the street, lives in a colonial house that he built about 30 years ago. And last winter, during the horrible cold that we had and the snow and everything, the front part of the house moved away from the rest of the house by 4 inches.
Wow.
The insurance company wouldn't pay to fix it.
The porch slid out.
The front wall, so he had to jack it all back in and tie it together with cable and all kinds of other things. He did it. He fixed it, but the insurance company didn't want to have anything to do with it because it'd be caused by the ice and stuff.
Right, that's called rotation. It's when that front porch structure rotates away and causes these big gaps. It's very common, actually, and it is exacerbated by water, because if you think about it, you know, when you walk across your lawn and it's a dry day, you walk on top of it. But what happens when it's a really wet day? You kind of sink, right?
Sink.
So your house
does
the same thing. Yep. When the soil gets wet, there's a lot of movement because it can't hold the weight anymore, and these things happen. So clean those gutters, extend those downspouts, and, you know, if you're kind of tired of cleaning them, what I did is I actually, when we did our roof last time a couple years ago, I stepped up the size of the gutters from the standard 4-inch to 6-inch. It wasn't that much more money, and they don't clog nearly as much.
That's a great idea. Plus, you have those screens over them. That's a no-brainer. Tom Kreidler, the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Catch it every weekend on great stations all around our country.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.